Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After a two-week hiatus, Hilo is back at 7:40. That is coming up here in about 20 minutes on 105.3 The Fan. But let's get a little latest breaking news, exclusives from the one and only Mike Fisher here on 105.3 The Fan. Morning, Fish.
Morning, boys.
What is this Iguodala text tweet that you sent out last night?
Yeah, the Mavericks are still trying, desperately might be the wrong word, vigorously. Let's use vigorously. Ooh, trying vigorously to use Courtney Lee in a cap advantageous way or a talent advantageous way. He, of course, is $11 million of salary cap ballast that just takes up room. He came over in the Kristaps Porzingis trade for the Knicks. So, as we reported last night, exclusive, Mavericks are talking to Memphis about trading Courtney Lee and a second-round pick to bring from the Grizzlies to Dallas the veteran standout Andre Iguodala.
I want Iguodala.
Mike, how important is it for them to add a veteran like that? I know they have some guys on the roster, but this is a pretty young roster through and through, though.
Yeah, they obviously have a high opinion of him. The whole league does in terms of being a veteran in leadership and quality and class. Now, he is a player in steep decline. It is absolutely true, as Troy said a minute ago. Gold medalist and all defensive team twice and made an all-star game once and MVP of an all-star game. But he's 35. Last year, a career low, 5.7 points per game. And so you're not getting the Andre Iguodala, who, by the way, has played the league 15 years, I believe. You're not getting the same Iguodala, if you can pull this off, that the Mavericks tried to get about 7 years ago. They tried to sign Andre Iguodala as a free agent 7 years ago. But you are getting somebody who I think would, number one, jump right in and start at the three, if that's what they wanted to do. Or, number two, Pat, because he is so accustomed now to being sixth man of the year kind of guy in Golden State, where he helped them to five straight NBA Finals appearances. Is that right? Five straight appearances?
Yeah.
That you know, he can come off the bench and be comfortable there too. I would add this about Iguodala. The Mavericks will want to make sure they visit with him, because this is the kind of situation where this is a championship caliber player who would like to go to a championship caliber team, and we have on occasion seen before things go really sour when the Mavericks or other teams bring in a guy who doesn't really want to be here.
You know, you mentioned meet with. Okay, that's an interesting thing you said that, because yesterday the report came out that KD didn't even meet with the Nets before he just decided to sign with them, which is really weird that he would think he would just assume they wanted to give him the max. But it's like, because Cuban is, he got killed for not being there during when he was filming Shark Tank. Is this normal? Like, is this kind of is meeting with players the old norm and not the new norm?
What Cuban told me on that Wednesday before the opening of free agency, we did a story on where he's going to be and where Donnie's going to be and the logistics of it all, which obviously didn't work out. Whatever they did wasn't right enough. He did get this part right, though. I think that let's have meetings and let's have dinners and let's put on a big dog and pony show. Fewer and fewer players seem to want that. And frankly, what do I need to know about Golden State that would require a meeting? What do I need to know about Brooklyn? What do I need? You know, Rick Carlisle and Mark Cuban and Donnie Nelson and the Mavericks and Dallas have been around for a while, so I think you know what you're getting into when you come here. Having said that, obviously, Chop, there's only a very short list of things that we could say about the Mavericks in big fish free agency that they guessed right on or estimated right on, because they didn't do very well in that singular department.
All right, let's switch gears to the Cowboys. You're also our Cowboys insider. 2 weeks from today, the team will fly out to Oxnard. I don't believe they're going to the Air Force Base anymore, but that's where they used to land. What is Rico Gathers? What is he talking about, a predetermined depth chart?
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys. I'm already pretty much packed for Oxnard. Are you guys
ready to rock, man?
No, I like to wear the clothes that I'm going to wear and not have them packed for 2 weeks.
Okay, but, you know, you're allowed to change clothes once you get there over the course of a couple of weeks.
Correct.
And, yeah, a reminder to the Tolo, who are already should already know this, but if you don't, you will. Wall-to-wall ball here on The Fan when it comes to the Cowboys. We are the Cowboys station. We will be with the Cowboys from the very first day in Oxnard. We will be in San Francisco when we're there. We will be – where am I going again, Sabi? I forgot.
You're going to Hawaii, Fish.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Hawaii, too. So wherever the Cowboys are, that's where The Fan is, and we're very proud of our association. And if you're a Cowboy fan, you do not want to miss a second of our coverage in Oxnard. Yeah, so Rico Gathers, who, by the way, Pat, you've talked to Rico plenty, right?
Sure, yeah, over the last few years, absolutely.
Don't you find him to be an engaging person?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's bright and he's clever, but there are still parts of this he doesn't get. And Rico went on social media the other day, and he's just minding his own business, having some fun, and then somebody came in, as trolls are wont to do, and writes to him, "Bruh, you should just quit football. It obviously isn't your thing." And Rico decides to respond by writing, "I'm not mad. I could care less about you or anyone else. What amazes me don't amaze you. What phases you don't phase me either." That must be a rap line, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. By Riccavelli.
That's poetry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Riccavelli.
That's his hip-hop name.
I know.
I'm just telling you.
Riccavelli. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I can't control whether I start or not. I can't control where I'm at on an already predetermined depth chart. When opportunity presents itself, I'll shine. Otherwise, I'm collecting money. That is a terrible look in every single way. The I'm collecting money thing, nobody wants to hear that. No matter what, I'm collecting money. That no employer wants to hear that, let alone fans of the team. And then there's the predetermined depth chart. Boys, every team has to print up a depth chart for the good of the media and the fans, but mostly for their own good, too. Because, Pat, as you know, at OTAs, somebody's got to line up first and go out for the first pass from the tight end position, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So absolutely.
The fact that it's Jason Witten, does that mean the depth chart is somehow predetermined in some way that is an affront to Rico Gathers?
Well, I think that the depth chart is probably pretty well predetermined, and I think it's pretty obvious that he's number four on the list going into the season, but that doesn't mean that you should go out there and say that on social media to your 125,000 followers, especially when you are a guy who is borderline on making the roster going into the season.
One of my problems with it is it's a determined list. It's not a predetermined list.
Correct. That's the better way to describe it.
It's a determined list. I like that.
There you go.
It's not automatic. Listen, Jason Witten's own plan in his head isn't that he's going to play 60 snaps a game. As we've said here often, if it turns out that he's so much better than the other three guys that he's got to play 60 snaps a game, then he will. But that's not even what he wants to do. That's not his vision. If Rico Gathers establishes that he's good enough to play, then he will play. But forget starting.
Yeah.
Rico Gathers has not established that he's better than Blake Jarwin or Dalton Schultz. Not even close. And it's not because he can't do it physically. And I would add this, too, for anybody who misunderstands. It's not because he can't do it mentally. What he is unable to do is instinctual. He knows the plays. Rico Gathers knows the plays. But he doesn't know what to do with the play when the bullets are flying. And there's a big difference. Rico Gathers on the chalkboard knows what to do. Rico Gathers, entering his fourth year here on the football field, does not know what to do. And certainly doesn't in comparison to Jason Witten. And one more bone to pick here. And I've never been in the New Orleans Saints locker room, Pat. You haven't, have you?
I have not, no.
Okay. So our old friend Des Bryant tells me, now that's a locker room. And the reason is I think they have a disco ball that they pull out and hang from the ceiling.
Oh, boy.
That place is a nightclub. That place has a completely different feel than the Cowboy locker room has. And maybe it's a better feel. Maybe that's a better way to do it. But the Cowboy locker room, by and large, over the years, has been a Witten kind of locker room.
All business.
Not a Rico kind of locker room. This is not a hip hop locker room. Mm-hmm. Maybe it should be, but it's not. So there is a certain cowboy way that the leaders of this team believe in, and having the fourth string tight end complain because he's not first string does not fit the culture very, very well here. And oh, by the way, Rico is scheduled to be suspended for game one because of the marijuana violation of 13 months ago, the very worst time for the fourth string tight end to pop off about why he should be first string.
Thank you, Fish. There's a salute there here from Mike Fisher on 105. So he talked about earlier Andre Iguodala and the potential for a trade for him. Maybe that means the Mavs are thinking about contending. Speaking of contending,
there's no question they think they can contend this year. And it wasn't just, it's not just the fans who say that, even though Vegas thinks that it's. Did you hear Mark Cuban?
Well, let's hear Mark Cuban right now. Mark Cuban already talking about the Mavs contending on ESPN.
I think the West is wide open. I mean, look, we went from the Warriors being a four-star team to a three-star team, you know, with one of those stars injured and, you know, all of them above 30. And so, you know, that's changed. And then even with Kawhi and Paul George going to the Clippers, you know, and Anthony Davis and LeBron James being with the Lakers, that's just two stars. And that's a whole lot easier than four stars, you know?
Yeah.
And guys get hurt, and load management is an issue, and so we don't know how many games every player is going to play, and OKC lost, you know, Paul George, so that's going to impact them. And, you know, New Orleans has done a great job. Memphis has done a great job with young players, so we'll see what happens with them. But I think it's wide open. I mean, just like we saw the injuries change the finals, I think, you know, one injury, one underperformance, you know, one guy not living up to expectations, and anything can happen. Utah got a lot better, so I think they're in good shape. So we'll see. I think, you know, we're going to play hard. We'll be young. We'll go through some growing pains. But, you know, I think we've got a good shot, not just to compete for a playoff, but to do even more than that.
All right. There you go. That's good stuff. Now, we'll play more of this coming up probably about 9 o'clock. We'll try to get into some more of the Mark Cuban audio, but. He's talking about them contending. Now, contending for what?
He said more than a playoff spot.
Okay, well, I mean...
That means probably winning playoff games, I guess. And he was or a series, you know, but he was also very interesting about Kristaps Porzingis and that whole trade and how it went down. I can't wait to share that.
Yeah, he talks about Porzingis going off on Luka. Really quick, before we get to the return of high-low, just your takes. Second-round pick, Courtney Lee for Andre Iguodala, yes or no?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, why not?
Why not?
Because you don't expect him to do anything on the court, do you?
Iggy?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's an average player, and he brings championship pedigree with him and can be a good mentor to young guys who are trying to become
a good
championship player.
He's a good guy to have.
Courtney Lee doesn't give you a whole lot anyway. So
Would you not do that?
I'd absolutely do that. Yeah. I mean, as soon as I saw Fish tweeted out last night at Fish Sports, I was like, my God, absolutely. And people were like, this isn't 2012. He's not a 24-4
guy.
He's not. But what he is a three-time NBA champion, 15 years in the league, gold medalist, as he mentioned, all-defensive team. Name the veteran on this team that's going to lead the young guys.
Yeah, I mean,
J.J. Barea, and that's about it. You
exactly.
Know? And so, yeah, that's why I think so. My initial reaction, honestly, when I saw the tweet was, why would Memphis do that deal? I mean, that's why I thought, yeah, no, I definitely would do it from the Mavs perspective.
Well, Memphis also did a deal for one Chandler Parsons, so they'll do anything.
I'll tell you this. I love what Memphis has. Like, no, they're not going to be
good rebuilding.
This year.
Yeah,
but,
they're rebuilding.
Oh, man, I love
their And they would get
team.
That expiring contract from Courtney.
Yeah, they are no longer a grind team. And I hate to say that because I'm only saying that because Roy is in the bathroom right now because he's been there the entire segment.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.